Hey everyone, it is Monday. It was a beautiful day, and actually it's kind of getting a bit cloudy in Beverly Hills at the moment. Anyway, had a really fantastic weekend, hosted an open house in the Pacific Palisades, a beautiful, beautiful property. Kind of had some ocean views from the master and from the living space. Listed four bedrooms for $19,000 a month, which is a huge amount of money, but actually it doesn't get you a huge, like, it's a beautiful property, but not the biggest or sort of on the ocean front or anything like that. And obviously that translates to being like $120,000 a year in leasing. So obviously you need to be very, very successful to lease it. And we had some awesome people through the door. I actually just really like going into slightly different markets, although we have done some business in the Pacific Palisades before, having the sort of ability to go into different markets, see the differences in the demographics and what the buyers are sort of looking for, is always, I think, a great learning experience. So really, really enjoyed that. And then actually had some kind of good surf this morning. Took out the bigger board, which I stupidly didn't do on Friday. It was actually really flat over the weekend, so took the dog for a walk down the beach, and actually now need to do a lot of work. We've actually got a couple of deals which are almost close to being at the point where we removed all contingencies, and we're kind of ready to go on them, but obviously all of the sort of dotting of the I's and the crossing of the T's is going on now, so we're making sure that we have all of that in good stead. We have also agreed another lease listing, which is fantastic. I'm actually following up with a couple of people who popped into our lease open house on the weekend, so we'll see if there's any interest there. And we have a curry night, the British curry night that we arrange every so often, which we'll be hosting next Monday. So I'm getting ahead and planning all of that. Amazing place called Cardamom in West Hollywood. It is an old British Indian chef, and actually if you hear the reviews, Britain is probably the best place to get Indian food in the world, even including India, or that's how it's said, because a lot of the Indian food actually made in India doesn't always include meat or some of the ingredients that sort of evolved out of the British Indian culture of a lot of immigrants coming in from India in the 70s. And so curry in London is one of the sort of things that a lot of people look up to as being, I think, one of the best dishes that you can kind of get. And there are a lot of curry houses there. So it's something that I definitely miss having moved to LA. And we have a place, and we've done a couple of events there already where we just have about 20 to 30 people sitting in the restaurant. And if you're English, you can come, you can bring someone else and introduce them to English Indian food. So if any of you guys are interested, let us know. But I've got to get back to the office now. Hope you guys have a great day. And we'll be back tomorrow with LA Mansion Tours and some more updates. Hi everyone, it is Ed Hutchinson here as always, and it is Tuesday. We had a fantastic day today, actually. Got up pretty early, instead of going for a surf, because actually the surf line camera is down at the moment, so I couldn't really see what the waves exactly looked like, but actually checked the forecast and it was saying they were going to be very, very small. Luckily I kind of went with that, and actually instead of going for a surf, decided to take the drone to the beach, which I haven't done in a while actually, and it was a very overcast day. But actually it was awesome to just get some content of Venice Beach when it isn't sort of sunny and beautiful like it is so often. So took the drone out, flew it over a little bit, got some cool footage, posted some of that on our Instagram account this morning, and then actually skated back to my house with my wife, which was really quite enjoyed because we haven't skated together for a while. Then actually headed up to Beverly Hills, went and did our LA mansion tours, which we got to see three incredible properties, ranging in price from $13,250,000 up to $22 million. So really, really cool options, and it was just great to see the properties after 2 weeks hiatus on LA Mansion Tours. As well as that, we were actually joined on the first property by the house's Instagram partner for New York, Dex and the City. Awesome, awesome guy as well. If you guys have the opportunity, definitely follow him on Instagram. It's just Dex in the City. And he produces some very similar content for luxury New York real estate like we do for LA. And so hopefully you'll find that really interesting. And we're looking at doing some collaborations going forward. So really excited to build that network and hopefully give you guys some more value and some more interesting ideas and content to be watching. Anyway, got back to the office. We've been doing a lot of paperwork again. Obviously, we have four in escrow at the moment. So it's quite a bit of just making sure we've got everything in place. We're trying to close one of our listings on Tuesday next week, which means that we're kind of getting actually a last minute sort of termite repair work and tenting done to the property, and a couple of other things as well, like a little sewer line repair, which our client is paying for, with the buyer taking all their contingencies out of the way and committing to the purchase. So that is great. And hopefully we'll get all of that done. The tent is due to come off on Saturday, and obviously sometimes there are some delays with that, so fingers crossed that that all goes smoothly. But anyway, I hope you guys are good wherever you are. We're back tomorrow. I've got a meeting in Beverly Hills at 10 o'clock, and then actually we've got some other meetings going on through the day, as well as just some lead generation tasks that we're going to be going through. So hopefully you guys are good. If you have any questions, as always, reach out. Hopefully you guys get to watch the LA Mansion Tours footage. It will only be up there for another 23-22 hours, so hopefully you guys have the opportunity to check it out. Hutch Johnston, speak to you guys soon. Hey everyone, it is hump day. It's Wednesday in Beverly Hills at the moment. It was a bit of a gloomy morning this morning, but the sun is now out. We've had a pretty busy day. We actually had our weekly meeting, as we do every Wednesday, in the office. Heard that actually our move to a Rodeo new office will hopefully be at the end of this month, but there have been some delays, so we're not sure entirely on when that's going to happen. We are kind of working through one of the properties we're closing on Monday next week, and making sure that there's going to be a notary for our client who's actually going to be on set filming a movie. And so obviously we need to have someone go to him and make sure that he can sign all of the required documents. We are also, I've actually just got a lead through one of our lead generation services, a short sale, which I'm calling at 2:30, just to get an update on what they are needing and what they require with the property. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll give you guys an update tomorrow. Obviously short sales can be a little bit messy, and a bit of a different way to deal with the transaction, because obviously you're dealing with the bank really approving everything, which is a lot different to just having a client making the decision. But hopefully that goes well, and we'll see how that goes. Dave's actually got a couple of developers. One actually reached out to us through Instagram, and another one who actually called him, I think, from one of our ads that came through. And they are both looking for flips. So we're actually going about that at the moment, getting a list compiled of all of our off-market opportunities that are good flipping properties, i.e. they're sort of run down or they have the opportunity to add some square footage to. And then we'll be making that list of that, and also developers, and seeing if we can send out an email each week to each of those developers, just with our updated list of what we currently know will be available, whether it's off market, on market, whatever that is. But if there is something for them to add value and to sell it on, I think that's a move that hopefully will make us that kind of people within the brokerage community and the developer community, where they are looking and reaching out to us first for those opportunities, and we'll see if we can build that. If you guys have any tips on that, we'd love to hear from you. I'm actually gonna be heading back to Venice this afternoon, and hopefully getting some more work done. We've got an email going out tomorrow, and actually tomorrow I'm heading down very early to Laguna Beach, where I'm actually meeting some family who I'm sharing some properties to in that area, and then coming back up and staying at Hotel Bel Air for the next few days. So very, very lucky to do that. And anyway, hope you guys have a good rest of your Wednesday wherever you are. As always, let us know if you have any questions, and hope you're enjoying the music that we are now putting out there. We're thinking of naming our playlist something like House Sellers Who Love House Music, or something along those lines. So if you have any ideas for that, let us know as well. Hope you're good.